Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Tuesday, October the 31st, 2023. It's Halloween Eve. With that said, it's a satanic holiday, and I want to have a quick discussion with Professor Joe about this because he is an expert on it. So, Joe, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Anton LaVey once said, public that Halloween is good because it allows the children to worship Satan. And remember, Anton LaVey was and still is a Satanist. But we have to be very careful of our words and not forget what their original meaning is. First, almost, it's important to remember there is no real biblical verse in the Old Testament or the New Testament that uses the word over and over and over again, devil or Satan. There are a few places where it is, but the word Satan means adversary. But we now know, because the books like the Book of Enoch, that the evilness of the world, or the wickedness of the world, is written, the fallen angel, which is in Genesis 6, verse 1, where the sons of God lusted after the daughters of men, lusted and created giants and men of renown. In other words, that was the beginning of what we would call evil. I like to use the word wickedness. So when you look at the word Satan, remember, it is referring to the fallen angels. That's a very important concept to keep in your head. Now, as far as this being a satanic holiday, it really is, the basis of it is, this is the last harvest. In other words, it is beginning in the spring and culminating in October. Then we begin the winter solstice, or the march towards the winter solstice. Not to be confused with December the 21st.
Well, it varies, by the way, Joe, it varies between the 19th and the 22nd of each year. Okay, go ahead.
So what we want to keep in mind is this is a time when Mother Earth, and I use that word mother, in the concept of producing, borning. And what it is, it's the last harvest, and the Earth gives forth energy, and that is the culminating of the growing seasons. This is the last harvest. However, over a period of long time, a period of many, 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 many years, it took on the face of being a satanic holiday. It was not. It was never in its origin a time of a satanic holiday. It's the same thing as the solstices. As Jay Parker said, they like to go after the ley lines and create over it their energy, which then goes out into the world and infects people through the ley lines of the earth. It's called the Arcanian ley line. So when we use satanic worship time, it's better to remember that it really is not. It is a time of the last harvest. So keep that in mind. Get into these discussions about Satanism. There is no Satan. It is a word that means adversary. It means the fallen angels. That's the origin of what people like to call evil. I like to use the word wickedness, because in its Hebraic context, evil is the means of breaking down. In other words, to make things created, you have to get rid of the old. That's the breaking down. That is the original intent of the word evil. So we kind of change the meaning of words, and it kind of causes us to forget what is the real understanding concerning Halloween. Now, what happened was, in the ancient cultures, the ancient Celtic cultures, it was a time in which they contacted the ancestors. In other words, those that had passed over to the other side. And that in itself lost its meaning, and they used the word dead. However, to the ancient cultures, mankind's body died, but the soul or the spirit went on to the other realm, to the heaven. And this is where it goes into another discussion about dimensions and about the heaven. There is the heaven, but there are other dimensions, other realms. And so when a person dies, depending upon their relationship to the Creator and to themselves and to other people, you go to that dimension. So when you say dead, don't think of dead as in the body dies. It refers to people who have passed over to the other side. Now, spiritually speaking, in the ancient traditions, this was the time when the veil between the spirit world, which does exist, and the physical world, the veil is thin. In other words, that is the time when the ancient traditions said that they could contact their grandfathers, their aunts, their uncles, their friends who were in the other dimensions. That was its original meaning. The culture in Mexico, for instance, celebrates El Día de Muertos, the Day of the Dead. But when you go down to Mexico, it is not worshiping a dead body. What they are doing is that they're contacting their grandfather, their aunt, their uncle, and they make little food gatherings, like we're inviting our ancestors to have dinner with us. In other words, contact between this physical world and the spirit world. Now, that is symbolized in Mexico by the skeleton. But it really, in its original source, was this is where we pay homage to our ancestors by remembering them. And they have their little ceremonies, and they go to cemeteries. But originally, it had nothing to do with worshiping the devil. However, the Roman Catholic Church, to get people away from their ancestor worship, they began to call it All Souls Day. And so the idea of trick-or-treat and all of the accoutrements that go with Halloween, it must be kept in the context of the words that I've just spoken. In other words, it is a tradition that goes from the ancient cultures of remembering the ancestors and the time of where the veil between the spirit world, that's what they believe, and the physical world is thin, and you can pray to your ancestors and to your aunts, your uncles, and then that really did not have to do with the worshiping of the devil. However, it is a time where the earth's energy changes. As Jay Parker says, that's the time that these people who worship the fallen angels do their ceremonies to influence mankind. So that is the real meaning, the real understanding. Maybe a simplistic kind of thing, but it is a time of when the energy changes in the earth and the Satanists, if you want to call them, are the worshipers of the fallen angels, do their ceremonies to influence the ley lines. And Jay Parker explained that on several occasions when he was doing a Stu's radio show. So yep. There you have it. That is the explanation of Halloween being a real time of where the energy changes. It is the last harvest. So it's really not the day. It's not a satanic day, if you want to use the word. It is not a Satanist day. It is a time of when the energy changes on the earth. But this is the time when the Satanists, if you want to use that word, go out and influence mankind through polluting the ley lines. So there you have it, Stu.
Okay, now Jay Parker, ladies and gentlemen, on StuWeb.com, look for Radio Bar 1, Radio Bar 2. That's where you can find Jay Parker, and I think you also will find Anton LaVey's son, Anthony LaVey, who gave, as a fact, he did a radio show with me in California before I had my own show on KDN, or Delano, California radio program. And it's only 45 minutes. They could not save the last 15 minutes of it. But you will hear Anthony LaVey talk about his father, Anton LaVey, and how he was castrated at the Old Navarre in downtown Denver, Colorado, on a satanic holiday, either the solstice, winter, or summer solstice. And he mentions the name Scott Millman in there, that him and Scott were bad little boys because they wouldn't perform sex with Daddy Bush, Leonard Millman, and the other 12 disciples of Satan. And they castrated, how they locked him in a tunnel with Scott Millman. Scott Millman was my ex-wife's brother. Thought I'd bring that up. It's in there, the radio show. Now, also on the front of the site, you'll see Daddy Bush and a bunch of others. It says Satanic Holidays or Solstices or something. It's a picture. And there's a link. I'm going to put that link up with this radio show so people can get more educated about these different dates and times that have been going on. Now, Joe, on satanic holidays, isn't it? No, wait a minute, let me back up. The moon last night was bright orange here in Topeka, Kansas. Full moon, bright orange, or will be tonight, whatever. I mean, it looked full last night. Spooky full. Tell us about the moon, what you're familiar with.
Okay, number one, William Tompkins wrote the book Selected by Aliens, wrote three books. He was inside NASA, and he said the inside of the moon is hollow. It was hollowed out by the aliens, and he called them reptilians. in my own belief, I believe that the reptilians are the fallen angels. And what I believe is the fallen angels took on the form of a reptile. Then they became Satan. But it's better, I like the word fallen alien, angels. So, get it right. There is your two solstices, then days like Halloween, or this is the time of the last harvest.
Or the equinox.
It's not a satanic holiday. It is a day in which the practitioners of the dark, I like to call them the dark Illuminati, that's the time that they take advantage of God's creation energy. In itself, the day is not wicked. It's not bad. It is a time of when there is a change in the earth's energy, and they take advantage of that for their own desires.
Okay. Now, I want to add something. I think it's vitally important that people know this. Yesterday, they started hearings in Denver, Colorado, on the 14th Amendment. Now, this was a state judge, Colorado state judge, and Colorado congressman, at the request of Fox News' Michael Rupert, Fox News was started by Daddy Bush and Silverado Savings Loan, Neil Bush director, Iran-Contra drug money. Now, they started the 14th Amendment hearings to charge Trump with the Insurrection Act, where he cannot be on the Colorado ballot for President of the United States. And this is Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, is the one that pushed this. And I'm digging into it, but I understand from a former prosecutor that Larry Mizell, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, is also heavily behind this. Now, there's 12 people, they call them the 12 disciples of Satan. Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar Ben Sri, the head rabbi, Patrick Wu, head rabbi in Israel, Patrick Wu of China, Larry Mizell, used to be Leonard Milman. But I'm having a brain fart, can't knit Warburg and name them all 12 off. They've been on my site. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson, if you punch in 007 Otis Johnson, they murdered him. He told me in 2004, he called me up and told me Milman was dead. Leonard Milman. I said, what? And here's the thing. I had exposed these different scandals. My credentials are on my website. But he told me Milman was dead. And he said, whatever inhabited Leonard Milman lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. And he said, now, Larry Mizell has been the chosen one, primarily because of the number of murders, 150 murders he did for the crime syndicate out of Denver, where they were stealing people's businesses and properties. Now, him and John King was his name. He was a cop. They buried bodies in Mexico in a mass grave down there as well. But he told me, Stu, there's 200,000 aliens registered with the National Security Agency, of which he worked for, right out of his home. He kept you and me safe at night, along with 150 other men on the shift, working through their computer hooked up to the NSA. Hotspots. He even talked to President Putin of Russia one time, because he spoke a fluent Russian. He told me there's 200,000 aliens registered with the National Security Agency under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, which has been extended. Now, John Lear, my friend, there's a radio broadcast up there. I found it and reposted it this past month. But John, it's about 3 hours, but John Lear was a friend of mine. He's a test pilot. He's the one that said nothing hit the World Trade Center. It was a hologram. And Otis told me it was a hologram. supposedly. As he said, the tail section and wings would have fallen off. John Lear admitted in that radio program he did with me that his father took the contract in 1952. He owned Lear Jets, his father. He sold it to his partner and he took the contract between 1952 and 1958. He built 150 flying saucers for the United States government. Otis said the 200,000 of them that are registered with the NSA. I said, you're talking about fallen angels. He says, yes, dude, they're the fallen angels. But the government calls them aliens. And I said, well, that means that President Trump, all the leaders of the world are possessed. He goes, no, they aren't. Trump is not evil and he's not possessed. But he says, people surrounding the leaders, if they are not part of the fallen angels, they have them there keeping an eye on them and giving them bad advice. So I wanted to bring that up, Joe, intentionally. Do you have anything to add?
No, that's it. I think we should close the show.
Sounds good to me. And folks, I'll be posting. Take a look at the front of the internet site. If you listen to this, I'll have the link that shows satanic holidays and stuff and things I've accumulated, the evidence and so forth on it. And Joe, I want to thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
I leave the people with one thought.
Yes.
What is called the satanic holidays are not holidays that belong to the Satanists. It is where the Satanists are taking Earth's changes in energy and taking it into their advantage.
Okay, what's the best thing to do on these satanic times, should we say, where they are calling them? Prayer works, doesn't it, Joe?
Well, sure.
Okay. So people need to be praying against the enemy.
All right, we'll cut it there, Stu.
Okay, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Professor Joe.